Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. Derek Mason, Braden Gall. Titans are in the playoffs. They will play the Patriots Saturday evening. We'll get back to the Titans' win over the Texans on Sunday momentarily. Record-setting win for almost everybody on the offense in particular, so we'll get to that. However, the Preds played Friday and Saturday evening, much to the chagrin of Predators fans, of course. Darren McFarland joining us here. He'll be back on the air top of the hour, 10 o'clock with today you're still at your normal time slot. I believe there's some different changes coming up as the Winter Classic approaches, Darren. But just first and foremost, your thoughts on the two-game losing streak to Pittsburgh and both goaltenders being pulled basically midway through the first period. I don't know what you make of the goaltending situation. Was that the primary issue for you on Friday and Saturday night?
Well, first off, real quick, tomorrow at the Cotton Bowl is where we'll be in the afternoon. So Jared and Jim, we're gonna flop showtimes because the teams will be on the ice in the afternoon tomorrow. So rather than sitting there at the Cotton Bowl and looking at nothing, we can sit there and do the show with both teams skating. And so we'll be on 2-6 tomorrow from Dallas at the Cotton Bowl, just a little programming note.
Yeah, and so you guys will actually be able to break down practice in real time, which is actually really cool.
Actually, ringside, too, which is even cooler, that the fact that the NHL has given us our broadcast booth is ringside. So that's going to be a cool perspective as well.
All right, so what happened to the goaltending then against the Penguins?
So let's get back to, unfortunately, what took place in a 48-hour period against the Penguins. As you mentioned, Friday night it happened in Nashville after that third goal in the first period with just over 5 minutes to go. Pekka was pulled in that contest. UC Saros came in and finished out the game in the Predators' 5-2 loss. So that was at home on Friday night. Then they turn around, the two teams play less than 24 hours later in Pittsburgh, and on the third goal, the power play goal by Chris Letang, it was UC Saros who started the game. He's pulled. He doesn't even make it halfway or to the midway point of the first period, and Pekka Rinne would finish the game. And ironically, the Penguins have been in existence for 52 years, and I couldn't believe this. I mean, this stat still is mind-blowing to me. It's the first time Pittsburgh has ever done that, chased two goaltenders in a home-and-home series, the first time they've ever done that in franchise history. I can't believe in 52 years and all the success the Penguins have had, they've never chased two goalies in the first period in a home series. So, that's obviously a stat you don't want to be a part of. But unfortunately, it happened. And, the first period was a nightmare. I mean, if we're just being perfectly honest, in Pittsburgh on Saturday, and the players said that, and they acknowledged that. But they did fight back, and they played really well the final two periods. But to me, it was a little disheartening because of the way that Friday night, played out, and the way Pittsburgh jumped on them early in Nashville and just kept the foot on the gas and skated away with a pretty easy 5-2 victory. You would think a quick turnaround, an opportunity to erase that game immediately, and the success they've been having on the road, that especially in the first period, you would expect a different start, and it was just not what they signed up for. I mean, they gave up two goals in 65 seconds. I mean, it was just an unacceptable first period. They dug themselves a hole. They came all the way back and tied it up with Mikael Granlund. And so, I mean, it's 4-4. There's a little bit of a controversy at the end, but in the end, they get no points, and they lose 6-4. There's an empty netter at the end, but they give up a late goal, and they come away with nothing. So in back-to-back games against Pittsburgh, they come away with 0 points. So it was it was obviously not the way they wanted to play. It's not good. It's not the way you want to go into the Winter Classic. But the Winter Classic is going to be game 39, I think, off the top of my head. It's game 39, so they're not yet quite to the midway point of their regular season. But as you guys know, we've sat here on these Mondays at 9 o'clock, and we've talked about some of the things that have transpired in the first 3 months of the season. And some of those things still persist. So they'll have to correct that in the second half of the season.
Yeah, they're going to have to. And obviously we know that they're having a lot of problems inside the net with this team. One guy that's playing well, Roman Josi, Norris Trophy. You can see him as a finalist and potentially winning it. This team has improved in the power play, but, you know, incremental improvement, but improvement nonetheless. How do they get this thing fixed? Because one thing, you know, one thing I said about this Pred team, even after the 7-game losing streak, I said they have no identity. You don't know, are they a scoring team or a defensive team? They were a scoring team at first, and then they switched to they concentrated more on the defense. It seems like they just can't do both at the same time. It's like, is either feast or famine with this team in regards to either we're scoring points or we're stopping people.
Derek, I think that's a pretty fair analogy. I really do. And the word that comes to mind when you ask that question was commitment. And I would think somebody who spent 15 years in the NFL would understand the word commitment and what it takes, what you have to do week in and week out at the highest level, playing against the best in the world at your sport. It takes commitment, and it takes commitment from an entire room. And, you know, quite honestly, they keep talking about it. And, you know, I'll give Paul Skrbina from the Tennessean some credit for asking these questions after the game on Saturday. Is they're saying all the right things, right? We've talked about it. I mean, Peter Laviolette has talked about how they're an honest group. I mean, I'm around them all the time. Everybody believes that. I mean, they are. They're a very honest group. They're not in denial about anything. But he asked, and when Roman Yossi talked about their start again, and he said, you know, are you guys tired of kind of saying the same thing a lot the first half of the season? And Roman stopped for a minute, and he said, yeah, actually, you're right. Yeah, we are. We are kind of tired of saying the same thing because it's about starts. It's about falling behind. You have to love the effort and coming back because they've done that a lot this year. But you know this. I mean, you can't at this level. You can't constantly, no matter how talented you are, you can't always play from behind and, you know, make these miracle comebacks. And you just can't. You're just playing with fire. You're going to get burned more times than not. It's like in Ottawa. They did the same thing. They're down 4-1. They come back. They lose in overtime. They get a point. It feels much better than where it stood when it was 4-1. And if that would have been the final, it would have been a totally different feeling. But they came back. They battled back in the third period, and they came away with a point. But if that's your recipe for an entire year, you're just not going to like this is still something from Peter Laviolette. You're just not going to like the results you get. And it just takes commitment. There's too many bodies in front. This league, you have to work. You have to put in what it takes. I mean, look at some of the goals Pittsburgh had. I mean, just right there in the slot, the bodies surrounded by Predators players, and they're still scoring. I mean, that just can't happen at this level. There needs to be, you know, like I said, the word is commitment. They're more than talented, good enough to be right there at the top and compete with anybody night in and night out. But you know this, if you don't do that, you'll get exposed. We've talked about it right on these Mondays. It doesn't matter who you show up and play against in the NHL. If you're not ready to play, more times than not, you're going to lose. Sometimes really good teams get away with it. But over the course of an 82-game season, it's going to bite you in the butt more than you're going to come out on the winning end. So to me, it's just about, you know, showing up night in and night out. And if they do that, I think everything is going to be fine the second half of the season. But right now, they haven't shown that they can do that on a consistent basis.
Darren, always a pleasure, my friend. Good to talk to you. Enjoy Dallas. And, you know, there's no better place to get Winter Classic coverage. And I think a good recipe for Preds fans that are struggling right now on an 11th-place team is, hey, let's celebrate a spectacle. Let's celebrate hockey in Dallas and Nashville. And let's see 20,000 people show up from Nashville, more than any other Winter Classic in the history of the event is expected to be there. So it should be one hell of an event. And you can tell everybody a little bit about where you guys, where they can hear you over the next couple of days.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It really is. I mean, to watch a hockey game in a football stadium with 90,000 people or close to it, I mean, it's going to be quite the spectacle. Everybody, I mean, there's so many Predators fans, so many people from Nashville that are headed that way today, or they're already headed that way. It is going to be a sight to see. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great way to ring in the new year. And speaking of that, I'll end with this. Happy New Year to you guys. Be safe back here, and I'll talk to you when I get back.
Same
to
you, bro.
Darren. You too, buddy. Darren McFarlane there, host of Darren Donick and Chase. A programming note for tomorrow, going to be a little different, but they will actually be able to give you rinkside analysis of practice as it's ongoing live on New Year's Eve. So that'll be really cool tomorrow. And then, of course, we got all your coverage on New Year's Day leading up to the Winter Classic, which starts at 1 o'clock, of course, Dallas and Nashville on January 1st. Should be a ton of fun. And I think it is it's a healthy moment for Preds fans to sort of wash away what it is they're feeling right now, which is all these questions about the future. See, I don't think it is. I don't care. I actually don't care. The 2 points are important in the grand scheme of things, but like this is a bigger moment for your organization and for your fandom, and I just think it's win or lose, you just soak it all in. Just be present. I know this sounds really cheesy. Mm-hmm. Be present and enjoy the moment because you just don't get to see this very often. As he said, 85,000, 90,000 people at a football stadium watching a hockey game with your team. Just enjoy that for what it is.
Yeah, I understand that.
You don't walk away a loser as long as you go into it with that expectation. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I think where the Predators sit, they got to get points. If they walk away without getting any points, then, you know, yes, it was great for the fans to make the trip. Yes, it was great to watch a hockey game in a football stadium. Yes, it's your team. Everything went well up until the point they dropped the puck. If you don't come out of here with a point or two, then, you know, it's going to be disappointing for the Predators. And now, I could see if they were going into this game and they were, you know, in third place. Then you say, okay, it doesn't really matter. But they're out of the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
No, they did not play good hockey, at least in the first period in particular, against the Penguins on Friday or Saturday night, which has been a major problem for this team all season long, and the goaltending is starting to be a bigger issue than I think people realize. So I'm not sure what the answer is there. We shall see. Titans win, and they are in the playoffs. What do we make of the matchup? Did they get lucky that they're going to New England, or is it unfortunate that they're not playing Kansas City? Which one is it? We'll discuss when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.